The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Please keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times.
This is your final warning.
Now, here's your host, Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. That was the voice of Todd Wilkerson, my former announcer. Todd, I hate to tell you this way, but you're fired. Okay, Albin.
Yes, yes.
Chris Himes.
Hello, good morning.
I'm really excited. We have some stuff to tell our audience that is, I don't think you're going to hear this anywhere else, and that's kind of the larger point. In this hour, in hour one today, I am going to play the entirety of the Newsmax interview from, what was it, Saturday night? Yeah, Saturday night, Newsmax interviewed Sidney Powell. Now, this is news in and of itself that you can't get news. Here's what happened to me, and this is why I'm going to play the entirety of her interview with them, which I think is very important. I want you to listen to every word. We posted that video at our YouTube channel, but not everybody goes to our YouTube channel. Most people listen via radio or podcast, and you have to hear this, okay? So we're going to play it. I'm going to comment on it. But the reason that I'm going to play it is because on Saturday night, looking for news, this is the larger point. You can't find news anymore. Okay. I click on the FoxNews.com website. What is the big headline? The big depressing headline, which somebody at Fox News chose, was Pennsylvania court denies, you know, a Trump team, blah, 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 paving the way for a Biden victory. In other words, if you're following this, if you're praying, if you care about liberty, all of this stuff, if you care about election fraud, and if you don't care about election fraud, your head is in the sand. It's time to pay attention. There has been fraud. Unfortunately, my conclusion is that there is so much evidence that I have seen now that to not investigate and to not make sure that everything was done fairly is itself a joke. You cannot at this point not do a thorough investigation, because the American people cannot accept Joe Biden when you have this much going on and the gaslighting that Biden hasn't even commented. I won't go into it. But the point is, I read this at FoxNews.com and I immediately get depressed. I think, what? And you look around and you can't really find an explanation on the Fox News site of what really happened. Is this significant? Their implication is it is clearly very significant, paving a way for a Biden win. Thank you, Fox News. So somehow on Twitter, somebody had posted, Newsmax did an interview that very night with Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell, in this interview, explains many things you're not hearing anywhere else. And she deals with the fact that the Pennsylvania thing is kind of meaningless, which is the exact opposite of what Fox News said, number one. Number two, a lot of people are trying to discredit Sidney Powell. Yesterday, again, in the information weirdness, there's this posting by the Trump team that she's no longer officially with the Trump team, or she's not with the Trump team. I didn't know this, but I have someone on the inside who I definitely can't name, but you wouldn't know this person anyway, but who told me what is happening. He said that they have deliberately separated to do a two-pronged strategy so they can be more effective, so that Sidney Powell is working on her own timeline and she doesn't need to, you know, in other words, it makes perfect sense, but it wasn't presented that way. And frankly, the Trump team screwed up in presenting it initially in a confusing way. So I say all this to say that knowing the information, getting the news has become virtually impossible. And I want this platform, while I have it, to be a place where you can get news that is hopeful, news that is at least true. If it's true, it has a kernel of hope in it. But I'm not seeing that anywhere else. I mean, if it hadn't been for that Newsmax interview, but Newsmax, if you turn it on most of the time, you're not going to get this. They just happen to air it and boom, it's over. They're not covering it. So I really feel it important to play their interview, which we're going to start right now. I'll be stopping and commenting and stuff, but it's worth hearing the whole thing Saturday night. It buoyed my spirits. And then, of course, there's prayer, which is more important than simply reading the news. You check in with what God is saying if you're able to do that. Okay, so let's start this, and we're going to play it, and I'll be cutting in periodically. Here we go.
All right, we now have Sidney Powell on the phone. We got the little gremlins out of the system there, whatever the problem was. Sidney, if you can hear us, great to talk with you tonight.
Yes.
How are you doing? And it's good to talk to you as always. I want to start off with just the ruling. The biggest news out of tonight is this Pennsylvania ruling from this federal district court judge. What do you make of that?
Yes, well, you know, each of the district court judges has their own particular perspective on things, and I think that judge was appointed by President Obama. We really don't expect to win a lot of the district court cases, but ultimately the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court will have to get it right.
Okay, hold on. So you heard that, folks. You heard that. She says we really don't expect to win a lot of these cases. Okay. Fox News doesn't report on that. In other words, you can never get this context. Like, how important is this? So that's why we're playing this. But there's tons of stuff in here. So let's keep going.
We're very clear on the law and the facts on multiple issues. And we haven't even begun to present the big fraud case yet that I am still working on. And it's going to be a blockbuster.
I mean, it's interesting, obviously. I mean, you guys had the news conference this week. There was a lot of compelling stuff in there. It sounded like you guys were making progress going down a road of investigation. But as I think anybody understands, when you're trying to lay out a case, it takes time to find out what you have. You had a bit of a rub with Tucker Carlson this week, who basically said you didn't have any evidence when they asked you to come on. What is the truth of the matter there? Because that made a lot of news.
Oh, yes. Well, he sent me some very abrasive and disrespectful emails or text messages, and I responded politely, offering him a different person as a witness who could explain it. I simply didn't have time to do it then, and I sent him a copy of one of the compelling affidavits that we have in the case. And apparently that wasn't sufficient for him. He was having a little bit of a tantrum. But I didn't see or hear what he said, and I haven't had time to listen to what he said after that. I'm just proceeding on my course of getting the case ready to prove in a court, which is where we prove cases of law, not in the media.
What is your timeline as you look at this? You know, what's the timeline you think before you can put out some of this evidence that can really, you know, if you want to shut the media up, or they say that you guys have nothing, when will you have some of this stuff that's this hardcore evidence in paper and writing?
Well, frankly, the affidavits we've already introduced are hardcore evidence. They're firsthand testimony of witnesses who saw how and why the system was created and how it worked to accomplish the objective for Hugo Chavez. They're people who saw ballots being destroyed. We've got evidence from people who saw fake ballots being created. We've got all kinds of different evidence, and then we've got the statistical and mathematical evidence that's absolutely irrefutable. I mean, a coin doesn't land on the same side when you flip it 186,000 times. You can't just inject 86,000 Biden votes and expect anybody to believe those are real, and they're not. No matter how you analyze the statistics, whether it's a predictive model or the actual data as it comes in, it doesn't hold water. And we've got other testimonial evidence that appears to be coming in now to indicate the Democrats literally added 35,000 votes to every Democratic candidate to begin with.
35 in any particular state, or you say 35,000 where?
We've got it definitely all over one state, and I would be willing to bet it happened everywhere.
And when you lay all this out, and you're going to do this in court, do you have what you think is irrefutable evidence that will make up the minds of millions of American people?
Well, the burden of proof in court is only a preponderance of the evidence.
I was going to say, we're going to play the rest of this interview with Sidney Powell. She did it on Newsmax Saturday night. I'm doing this as a public service, friends, because it is obvious that it has become nearly impossible to get the basic facts out, no matter where you look. I want this program to be one of those places to the best of our ability. So when we come back, we'll play more. We'll play the rest of the interview with Sidney Powell. There's tons of stuff, tons to talk about. So stick around. 65, I was 17. Made an executive decision to play the entirety of Sidney Powell's conversation on Newsmax on Saturday night. There's so much in it that no one is talking about, and I find it scandalous at this point that it's this hard to figure out what is happening, that only Newsmax was able to get her to go on and to talk about this stuff. So I think that a lot of what she says is very, very important. And I thought, where is this on the internet? Who, you know, we put it on our YouTube channel, but most of you, obviously this is a radio program. So I wanted you to hear this. She made a comment about Tucker a moment ago. I love Tucker, but he's a human being. And I think that probably there's incredible pressure from the Fox News executives, you know, because it's a new day over there to get evidence or whatever it is. I don't really know, but there's somebody to pray for, Tucker Carlson. Let's go back to the interview. This is Sidney Powell on Saturday night.
Frankly, with everything we've got, these should be criminal prosecutions at a significant level for fraud and conspiracy to defraud provable beyond a reasonable doubt. There are hundreds of thousands of people in our criminal system right now in prison who were convicted on far less evidence of guilt than we have here.
Sidney Powell, I want you to react to something that this Republican senator from Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey, just said in reaction to the district court judge's decision. The district court judge is someone who's very close to Pat Toomey. Senator Toomey says that President Trump has now, quote, exhausted all plausible legal options to challenge the result of the presidential race in Pennsylvania. Is that true?
You hear that, folks? This is why I'm playing the tape. Sidney Powell is one of the most brilliant legal minds in the world. And here you have people like Pat Toomey, gaslighting, which is a fancy term for lying to the American public, putting out spin and propaganda, and basically telling everybody it's over. Pennsylvania is over. Because of the lawsuit, because of what happened on Saturday, it's over. And she immediately says to us, no, that is wrong. Not even Pennsylvania is over. But if you didn't hear her say it, if you didn't happen to be tuned into Newsmax or you didn't happen to tune into this program, you would never hear that. You think, I heard Pennsylvania is over. That's why we're playing this. I will stop interrupting every second. Let's continue with Sidney Powell.
Can you explain that? Why is the senator wrong?
Well, he's wrong because Pennsylvania was one of the hotbeds of many varieties of fraud and criminal acts that the Department of Justice, frankly, should be in there prosecuting. And we're going to dump a whole lot of them into evidence in our fraud case that we're going to file in Pennsylvania.
Why do you think the Justice Department isn't being more aggressive in following up on what you see?
I think the Justice Department has known about this issue for a long time and turned a blind eye to it.
Why, though?
I wonder how much the CIA actually had a role in starting this kind of program to begin with, use on other countries.
Why would Donald Trump's Justice Department not be interested in this?
Well, you know, I wish Donald Trump had as much control over the Justice Department as people think he does. It's taken on a life of its own. I don't think even Bill Barr has the control over the Justice Department that he would like to have, because there are so many lawyers in so many different places doing whatever it is they want to do and ignoring the standards and practices that historically created the Justice Department to seek justice and not convictions. I mean, I wrote a book about that back in 2014.
Let me ask
we've been on this increasingly bad path for decades now, and it's done nothing but get worse because nobody's told the truth and stood up for the truth. But Americans are now. They're livid about this, and they can see it. Everybody saw it election night. They saw votes being subtracted from President Trump and appearing on the Biden side of the scale. And that's exactly what this Dominion system was designed to do. And we have eyewitness testimony to its entire creation for that very purpose.
There have been warnings about this system. We were talking about it earlier, Sydney. I mean, you had Senators Warren and Klobuchar that made a big stink about the 2018 midterms, saying that they don't trust Dominion, that they saw evidence that votes could be switched using these systems. These are Democrats who ran for president. What I don't understand is how does this get ignored? I mean, this is a nationwide, this is a democracy shocking scandal, if it is true.
It is.
And it's so big, I can't even wrap my head around it. I just wonder, how does this happen?
Well, that's exactly how it happens, because it's so big, nobody wants to wrap their head around it. Nobody wants to untie all the little knots that go into it.
Yeah.
But we have to if we're going to be a constitutional republic. This cannot go on. Our votes must be counted fair and true. Every legal vote is entitled to be counted, and every illegal vote nullifies the vote of an American citizen and our public will of we the people. It's absolutely counter to everything this country was founded on. So we have got to get this fixed now. I can't unsee it. I'll tell you that. I certainly cannot unsee what I have seen. And I'm going to make sure everybody else knows everything I've seen, too.
I have to say that no one is speaking as clearly and as articulately and as on point as Sidney Powell. In other words, what she just said, that Americans are livid about this, this cannot go on. In other words, the reason she is going to the length of completely risking her entire career and reputation is because she understands the republic is at stake. That is not a cliche. That is actually true. And we need to fight this. Now, I've been saying that. I don't have anything like the voice of a Sidney Powell, but I guess I wonder why others aren't saying this. I also wonder why the president isn't saying this. Somebody should write him a speech where he lays out this case instead of going on about whatever he's going on about. Of course, he's upset, but putting it the way Sidney Powell just put it, that is what is at stake, folks. If you cannot have a free election in the United States of America, it has all gone to hell. There is no America. So there is no choice but to go forward and to fight with everything we have to make sure that we figure out precisely who actually won this election and we never let this happen again. And that requires something that I like to call draining the swamp. That is what Sidney Powell has gone up against. She went up against it with Flynn. The Justice Department is corrupt. This is huge. But from my perspective, God is bigger. And even if you don't believe in God, what is right, you have to fight for what is right. You don't think about the cost. Okay, let's.
Because we've got to hold our government institutions accountable and do better than this by each other. And it does cut across both political parties. It cuts across generations now, or at least multiple decades of this kind of corruption. It's got increasingly more sophisticated.
Has anybody given you
just smudge the edge of a ballot and stick it through the machine and the ballot would be rejected? But now they can literally drag and drop hundreds of thousands of votes wherever they want them.
I mean,
everybody knew when they bought this system, and that was one of the features of the system. We've caught people lying now and saying that things that happened that ran people out of voting areas, and we've got tons of evidence. It's so much, it's hard to pull it all together.
How big of a, you know, if this happened, how big of a conspiracy, how many people would have had to have been in on something like this?
Oh, gosh, probably thousands, including the people running the machines at each of the polling centers. We know, for example, that one of the higher-ups of Dominion went to Detroit the night of the election to handle things himself. And we also have evidence that there were any number of VPN lines open to the Internet for foreign actors to be meddling in it.
Has anybody given you an explanation that as to why they had to turn the machines off? You talk about how the machines got turned off, and then there was a vote dump.
Our witness from Venezuela, who saw it all created and how it worked, said that he knew as soon as the machines were turned off in those key states, it was because we, the people, in voting for Trump in a landslide election, had essentially broken the algorithm that had been pre-programmed into the machine. So they had to stop counting in those states and areas and backfill the vote with fraudulent mail-in ballots or whatever means they used to do it, whether they just injected numbers or trashed votes for Trump otherwise and changed the numbers. I don't know exactly how they did it right now in each spot, but that's essentially the way it worked.
Before she talks about the state of Georgia, because this is where it gets really crazy, we're going to go to a break. Folks, I want to remind you, if you're not signed up for my newsletter, please go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up. If you have trouble signing up, try again and again, or email us at that place and we'll put your information in. I want to also encourage you to go to mypillow.com and use the code Eric. Mike Lindell is a hero. Go to mypillow.com, do your Christmas shopping, use the code Eric. We'll be right back with Sidney Powell's interview. Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Folks, I got some embarrassing news to share with you, but you know what? This is just the kind of a show where I don't care. I'm willing to lay my heart, you know, on the line. Here's the issue. Mike Lindell with My Pillow. You may notice that I have a bobblehead of him near me. He's here to remind all of us that when you go to MyPillow.com, you get whopping discounts if you use the code Eric, okay? Now, there are a lot of people who haven't done that, and we have your names here. And Chris Himes and Albin pointed out to me that there's like three pages of you whose first name is Eric. You yourself, I mean, that's humiliating for me that even though your name is Eric, you're still not willing to use the code Eric. I mean, if you don't want to use it because it's my name, use it because it's your name. But the point is that I see who you are, and I just feel humiliated by this. Please go to mypillow.com. It's okay, Mike. It's going to be okay. Go to mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're going to get whopping savings and really high quality products. Did I mention that? Thank you. Hey there, folks. I am playing the interview from Newsmax on Saturday night with Sidney Powell. She is working on her own. There was all this big news yesterday about how she was no longer with the Trump legal team. This is nonsense. It's confusing. She is doing her own thing for the American people. Let's continue listening.
Let me ask you about the state of Georgia. Obviously, yesterday, you know, the governor there, he certified the election for Joe Biden. It's about 12,000 votes. And what you see, will Georgia switch?
Yeah, that's a total farce. Georgia's probably going to be the first state I'm going to blow up, and Mr. Kemp and the Secretary of State need to go with it because they're in on the Dominion scam with their last-minute purchase or award of a contract to Dominion of $100 million. The State Bureau of Investigation for Georgia ought to be looking into the financial benefits received by Mr. Kemp and the Secretary of State's family about that time. And another benefit Dominion was created to award is what I would call election insurance. That's why Hugo Chavez had it created in the first place. But I also wonder where he got the technology, where it actually came from, because I think it's hammer and scorecard from the CIA.
Just to clarify, you're saying that Governor Kemp, who's been a longtime ally of the president, is directly involved because of financial benefit in the conspiracy to defeat the president in Georgia?
We have certainly been told that there is evidence of that, and it would warrant an investigation if anybody were actually going to do an honest investigation.
What more could you tell us about that alleged conspiracy? The governor's involvement?
I can't give you any more details on that now, but it would certainly warrant an investigation.
Jordan,
if it had been reported to me as a law enforcement officer, I would be investigating it steadfastly.
I know you say you want to do your arguing in court. You are an attorney. You're not a press secretary. But you all did have a press conference last week. Jordan Sekulow said that there's going to be a filing soon in Georgia that would be explosive. Can you tell us anything? Can you make some news with us here tonight? Tell us anything new that you're going to present in that filing in Georgia.
Well, I can't say that yet. But hopefully this week we will get it ready to file.
Sydney, what's
and it will be biblical.
Biblical. What is the state where was it the worst? From what you see and what you're alleging, what state was switched the most?
Oh, that's really hard to say. Georgia is extremely bad. We've got ballots being shredded, ballots being thrown out in trash bags, lying by people working in the center, the votes being switched, the algorithms being run. You name the manner of fraud, and it occurred in Georgia.
These are in the Atlanta area counties, those counties, Fulton, DeKalb?
Yeah, I think the algorithm ran most probably across the country. Can I say that for sure yet? No, I can't say that for sure yet, but it looks that way. And it looks like 35,000 votes were added to every Democratic candidate.
You also talked about this ability of the system, and I thought this was so interesting when you said it, that it can take a vote and it can make a vote for Biden worth more than a vote for Trump. Do you think that that happened, or is that another part of the system that maybe wasn't used?
No, I think that definitely happened. I think that was the first step with the system, to weight the votes so that a Biden vote is worth 1.23, say, and a Trump vote is worth the rest of that.
Folks, just to say, part of the reason it is possible that this woman, this hero, Sidney Powell, is so heroic and so honest that she is implicating Republicans, some of them, in this fraud. She just mentioned Governor Kemp of Georgia. There are dirty politicians on both sides, and it is entirely possible that that's why she had to legally separate officially from the Trump team, because for some reason they can't be party to that. But I just have to say, we need to pray for this woman, because this level of honesty is what we have needed so desperately. So let's keep going.
And so the Trump vote is about 3/4, and the Biden vote is 1 1/4. You can see the reports and the records of fractional numbers for the votes.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
It is. I mean, everything you're alleging, frankly, is nuts, which is why I think you're getting so much scrutiny and so much criticism. But if it's true, and we don't know, and that's just a simple thing, is that we don't know yet if it's true because we can't see what you've seen. I want to ask you about Michigan. Michigan's a bigger margin than the rest of them. It's like 100 and maybe 150,000. What are you seeing in Michigan?
We're seeing essentially the same things in Michigan, except larger number of ballots being stuffed in. It's the old-fashioned stuffing the ballot box. They're just doing it by computer instead of by paper. That's really all it is. They're dragging and dropping files of votes from one person to another instead of just stuffing paper ballots in the ballot box.
Can you specifically?
And, you know, corruption in elections has been going on forever. I remember LBJ saying, send some guys down to the cemetery because those people, if they were alive, would have voted for me. And they take the name and the birthday, and that's what they did.
So it's Saturday night. Can you preview for us as specifically as you can what's going to happen this coming week, starting Monday morning? Tell us where you're going to file, what you expect to happen by Friday.
Well, I don't personally, I don't expect to file anything by Monday. I'm hoping we can get it ready by Wednesday. If not, it should be ready by Friday. But it's a massive project to pull this fraud claim together with the evidence that I want to put in.
So are you saying you're going to file?
Remember, it's not a, this isn't a summary judgment motion where we actually have to produce any evidence now. Your typical lawsuit, you just file the statement of what the charges are without any affidavits or anything.
But are you saying you're going to file the same?
The media is going about this is absolutely ridiculous and unreasonable to expect us to put evidence in right now.
We're going to go to a break here. We're going to, in our next segment, play the conclusion of this amazing interview with Sidney Powell on Newsmax from Saturday night. Stick around. Folks, welcome back. I should tell you right now, we're going to continue playing the interview, huge interview Sidney Powell did on Newsmax Saturday night, all kinds of information that's not getting out there any other way, which is why I feel compelled to put it on here. I feel like we need 1,000 Paul Revere's. Please be one of them. Take this video from our YouTube channel, The Eric Metaxas Show, share it with people. We just need to get this information out. Not only does it give people hope, it gives people facts that we're not getting any other place. In hour two, we're going to be talking to our friend Larry Alex Taunton, who has an amazingly bold proposal. He's calling it Lockdown Holiday, taking a holiday from the lockdown this Thursday, taking a lot. It's exciting. We'll be playing. We've got more, but let's go with the Sidney Powell. Let's keep going.
Although we know election issues are on an expedited schedule, but I could wait a month to file the fraud case and everybody would have to undo their certifications because it's so bad.
But are you saying you're going to file the same case in multiple jurisdictions or in one jurisdiction?
Each one's a little bit different depending on what happened in the state, the different manner and means and the evidentiary aspects that support each one. You know, we've got different affidavits from different witnesses in each of the states. So there are going to be some differences between them, but there are going to be claims that are identical. Some of the legal claims are going to be identical. For example, in a number of states, there were modifications to the machine after the statutory cutoff date that should invalidate every vote cast on the machine. I mean, there's no way Georgia can proceed to have an election using those machines for the runoff candidates. Yeah. That's absolutely absurd.
Yeah, as we wrap this up, Sidney, I think everybody at home right now wants to see this. They want to see what you say you've seen. Is that going to be possible at any point? Are we going to be able to see some of these problems and some of these issues, the way these systems work and the way this Dominion works?
Yes, and there's actually evidence online now. I mean, we need to try to get our website up to date with the complaints that have already been filed. But exhibits were attached, for example, to Lynn Wood's complaint in Georgia that are remarkable and stunning, including the affidavit of the young man from Venezuela who saw Hugo Chavez create how they did the software, hire people to do it and get it done, and then how it worked to make sure he won every election thereafter. That's
crazy.
What it's designed to do. Their own handbook tells you that these things are features of their system. Right. Are we supposed to think they didn't use the features? Heck no, they used them.
And they
used them against their own candidates. The Democrats used them against Bernie Sanders in 2016. And somebody even told him what had been done to him when Hillary Clinton won that primary, and he didn't. And instead of standing up for the American people and the right to vote, he sold out.
You're saying Dominion, the Smartmatic Dominion system was used in 2016 when Hillary beat Bernie in the primary?
Yes.
Wow. I don't think we had heard that yet. That's an incredible development right there. And you say he knows that. Bernie Sanders knows that.
Yes. The person who sent me the data told me that they informed Bernie Sanders of all their findings, and he didn't do anything except get enough money to buy another fabulous house.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's been used for both parties. One of the big problems is that we don't know who was elected by buying their election through Dominion. I'm sure it crosses party lines. I'm not, that's not an accusation against every politician. It's certainly not meant to be, but it means we don't know which ones got elected that way and how much they knew about how it was being used for or against them, certainly not against them. But I'm reasonably certain at this point that John James was ripped out of his seat and he was entitled to have won that election by the real vote. And the same, I think, is true for Doug Collins in Georgia. And there's no telling how many congressional candidates should have won that lost by the addition of 35,000 votes per Democrat or the algorithm that they were running against whoever they wanted to target. I mean, you can do it candidate by candidate.
That is something else.
I mean, that's just, it's mind-blowing.
Sydney, what you're alleging, I can't even imagine. And I hope that you will join us again to talk about what you continue to find as you continue to investigate.
I will do that, and I will try and get more stuff up online this week. We've got some website
or just email
issues,
it to
and
us.
Of course, people are trying to hack us and everything else. But Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney wrote the Treasury Secretary about this very issue in 2003, I think it was.
17
so
years
people
ago.
Have been complaining about it, and the government's done absolutely nothing except whatever it wants to do. So who is really pulling the strings here and choosing the American officials pursuant to this system? Because it's not the people of the United States of America, and that's supposed to be who it is.
It's just something else. And like you said, prominent Democrat politicians have complained about the usage of this system in this country. Sydney Powell, thank you so much for joining us tonight on the phone. I know how busy you are, and we appreciate it.
Okay, kids, sports fans, there you have it. Alvin and Chris, I know you guys are listening to some of that for the first time. This is earth-shaking stuff. Now, the news, including Fox News and including a lot of Newsmax, is not really covering this, which is why, again, I feel a compulsion to play that on this program, to get it out there on our YouTube channel, because there is information here. But I just want to say a couple of things before anybody says, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Let me tell you something. One of the threats that people always use, and especially now in our woke culture, everybody's worried about what everybody thinks, right? Let me tell you, folks, people can go to heck. Do you understand? We are talking about the United States of America. We're talking about voter integrity. We're talking about liberty won with the blood of patriots. And if people say, oh, that you want to seem weird, it seems like a conspiracy. Well, I would rather sound like a conspiracy theorist and get it right or sound like a conspiracy theorist and get it wrong because I'm trying to get it right, then sit back and not care that the greatest country in the history of the world is taken down by selfish pigs, in some cases, in my own party. And if you don't agree with me, I would ask you to look at your conscience, folks, because we don't get here because of a few evil people. We get here because millions of people look the other way when at a time like this, you cannot look the other way. Silence in the face of evil is itself evil.
We'll be right back. When I met you, there was peace I know. I set out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. This is called Hour One. It's the end of Hour One. If you missed the first part, go back. We put it on YouTube on the Eric Metaxas Show channel. Subscribe. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's, folks. Send these videos and this kind of information out there because the news is not doing it. The news media is falling down on the job. Thank God for that Newsmax show and for Newsmax for doing that interview with Sidney Powell. Otherwise, we wouldn't know half of what's going on. I want to say in hour two, forgot to mention it, George Papadopoulos. The most important thing is that he's a fellow Greek. The second most important thing, very close, is that he was targeted by the Mueller people. We have a wonderful conversation with him coming up. Very important. At the beginning of the hour, I'm going to be talking to our friend Larry Taunton. Do not miss that. That's about what's going down this Thanksgiving, this Thursday. We're going to do that. Actually, it's in a couple of minutes. Before that, I want to remind you, we need your help, folks. My books, and you understand that in this kind of weird culture, Twitter is shutting people down. I've never seen this before. I posted something that was my opinion the other day. They said that German Twitter had a problem with it in Germany. So follow me wherever you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook and Parler or whatever it is. Go to our YouTube channel, sign up for my newsletter at ericmetaxas.com. And I want to say also that because I'm sending out a lot more information with the newsletter. We used to do it just once a week, but there's so much important information about prayer meetings. There's another prayer meeting this Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Right. We'll send out the information on that. I also want to tell you, if you go to mystore.com, now remember, mypillow.com, that's Mike Lindell, who is one of the heroes today, right? If you go there, which I hope you will patronize him, use our code Eric, you get a big discount. If you go to mystore.com, which is connected to mypillow.com, most of my books are going to be available there at wild discounts. Wait till you see it. The If You Can Keep It book, the new edition of Bonhoeffer, which is a beautiful 10th anniversary edition. All the books I've done with Tim Raglan, the Caveman books, Donald the Caveman, all three of them, incredible prices. Nowhere else that you can find this stuff. But we're going to have all of that stuff up any day now. We've already got the Caveman books at mystore.com, but all this other stuff is going to go up. I want you to stay tuned because I'll be honest with you, getting these things at a good price is not easy. If you want to get signed copies of my books for Christmas presents or whatever it is, go to SocratesInTheCity.com. Almost all my books are there if you want to get a signed copy, good prices. But also, this radio website, MetaxasTalk.com, that's our radio show website. There's a thing there that says Shop Metaxas. Is that it, Albin?
Yes, Shop Metaxas.
Can you imagine? Yep. I'm getting all these screwed up. If you want to get hats, T-shirts, coffee mugs, and signed copies of the Caveman books, that's where you need to go. There's so much to comment on in the Sidney Powell thing that I just give up. I'm going to let you folks make of it what you will. But what do you make of the fact that Senators Warren and Klobuchar were complaining about this? In other words, there are people on the left. It was used against them. It was used against Bernie Sanders. Who knows against whom this wicked, wicked thing was used? Folks, this is somebody trying to snuff out the flame of Lady Liberty. It is nothing less than that. So the idea that anybody would say, shut up, shrug it off, move on, he won. I tell you, folks, if you do that, you are complicit in a tremendous historical evil. Bonhoeffer never said it, but it's attributed to him. He said, silence in the face of evil is itself evil. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. God will not hold us guiltless. If we do not do whatever we can do, we become part of the problem. Folks, this is an historic hour. Stay tuned for hour two. Important news with Larry Taunton coming up.